listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about a woman who is commanded to do something, but she didn't even know it. Here, 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 8 and 9, we read this. Then the word of the Lord came to him, that's Elijah, saying, "Arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." Elijah escaped from the murderous Queen Jezebel and found refuge in the wilderness beside a flowing brook. Miraculously, guided ravens from God faithfully brought him food. But the brook he counted on for water slowly dried up. At his point of need, God had a word for him. "Go to a Gentile city and meet a widow whom I have commanded to provide for your needs." It was another unusual command for the prophet. When God told him, "Arise, go to Zarephath," it meant that God led Elijah from the dry brook to a Gentile city. This was an unusual and challenging move for Elijah to make. It was strange to meet Elijah's needs from the beak of unclean birds, but it was even more strange to meet his needs among Gentiles who worshiped other gods. Indeed, at this time, when Elijah's main enemy and threat was Queen Jezebel, God led Elijah to go to the same general region that Jezebel came from. Yet God would receive trust from Elijah because Elijah had already seen what God had done. We see that God kept transplanting Elijah from his home to Jezreel, from Jezreel to Cherith, from Cherith to Zarephath. This transplanting made him stronger and stronger. And God wrapped it all up in a promise for the prophet. "See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you." The promise sounded stranger to Elijah than it does to us. Remember that in Elijah's day, widows were notorious for their poverty. God told Elijah to go to a Gentile widow and receive provision. It probably seemed to make more sense to wait beside a dry brook and let the birds bring you the food. But he did what God told him to do. And when he came to Zarephath, what do you think Elijah found? As he walked to the village, he probably thought, "Oh Lord, your ways are awesome. You plan to meet my needs through a rich Gentile widow. There aren't many rich Gentile widows who would want to help a prophet of God, but you found one. And you've commanded her to help me. Thank you, God. You are so amazing." You see, the verses that follow this tell us what happened. When Elijah came into Zarephath, he did not find a rich widow who offered to meet his needs. Instead, he found a poor widow gathering sticks, evidence of her true poverty. She gathered these meager scraps of wood for firewood. She didn't have any food for Elijah. She didn't even have firewood. Elijah perhaps thought that God would lead him to an unusually rich widow, but God led him to a poor Gentile widow. In addition, the woman didn't seem to know that God commanded her to provide for the prophet. God said that he commanded her, but she was unaware of the command. She just woke up that morning and went to gather sticks for a last meal for herself and her son. Yet, when she met the prophet, he boldly asked her for some water and some bread. Elijah boldly put that request in faith. Common sense and circumstances told him that the widow would not give so generously to a Jewish stranger, but faith made him ask. It was a strange, faith-stretching scene. Imagine yourself as the poor widow. You're so poor that you're near death. You have enough flour and enough oil to make one last small meal for yourself and your son, and then everything is gone. As you gather a few sticks for firewood to prepare your last supper, a stranger comes to you and politely asks you if you can feed him also. No one could have blamed her for telling him off or running away. Yet she didn't, because she was guided by God's hand. She was commanded by God without even knowing it. God would indeed provide for Elijah through this poor widow, and through her step of faith, God would provide for her own needs as well. When we are bold in faith, we trust in God's ability to provide. But we often limit him by picking and choosing the ways that we think he can or must provide. God shows us through this unusual meeting between a prophet of God and a poor Gentile widow that God can provide through unexpected resources. Thankfully, God has resources you know nothing about. And it's true regarding material resources, as Elijah discovered, but it's also true, maybe even more true, regarding the resources that you really need for your soul and your spirit. Today, let God provide for you from his hidden treasury, but expect that it will require faith to receive it.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.